Today's Leader Feeder, we look at the importance of developing a crystal clear and compelling vision for your team.
Sanders is the greatest guy.
Sanders is the greatest guy.
Work for him until we die.
Work for him until we die.
He pays us, but we work for free.
Pays us, but we work for free.
It's a perfect world as you can see.
It's a perfect world as you can see.
Some people say the job of a frontline leader is pretty easy. As long as you have all your team members report for work with the necessary skills and the machines and equipment work properly, your raw materials are good and the production schedule stable, a piece of cake, right? Of course, most days, one of those essential pieces will be missing, and you'll be scrambling to move people around, switch jobs, or make the best out of what you've got. Most frontline leaders become really good at reacting to what gets thrown at them every day. But you'd probably agree that after a while, that constant reacting gets a bit stressful and discouraging, both for you and for your team. What if you as the leader could actually move your team towards a better future, where hassles and frustrations are reduced or eliminated? Giving your team a sense of hope is important. Team members can get discouraged when they see more and more frustrations keeping them from being successful. When they see fewer problems, their spirits get raised and they get more hopeful for better days ahead. Most of the population tends to have a move away from tendency by focusing on things they don't want in their life. Fewer people actually focus on what they want. By taking a move towards approach, you'll create more motivation for you and your team. Remember when you first learned to drive, you had a tendency to look just over the hood of the car and driving was uneven and jerky? Then, when you learned to look up to the horizon, your driving became much smoother. In the same way, when you as a leader keep yourself and your team focused on the horizon, it'll create better results. So here are three steps to create a practical, powerful, and compelling vision for you and your team. Step one, list your hassles and frustrations. Start by listing the most frequent things that tend to go wrong in your department. Those might include employee attitudes, lack of teamwork, unreliable equipment, lack of support from other departments, a constantly shifting schedule, or people taking extra long breaks. And that's just a few. Depending on the length of your frustration list, you might need to prioritize the problem using the 80-20 rule, also called Pareto's principle. Basically, the 80-20 rule says that 20% of the hassles on your list cause you 80% of your frustration. It helps if you keep your limited time and attention focused on resolving those issues that give you the biggest bang for your buck. Step 2. Develop your vision. Now it's time to create a picture of where you'd like to take your team in the future. If I was trying to be a motivational speaker, I might say, "If you can conceive of it, if you can believe in it, you can achieve it." But let's stay practical. Take a few minutes to record what you'd like to see. It doesn't need to be fancy or eloquent. Keep it practical. Step 3, implement your vision. Take deliberate steps to implement your vision. Solicit ideas from your team, request resources from other departments, and acknowledge all progress towards your goal. There will be inevitable setbacks, and you'll need to stay focused and persevere to achieve the desired outcomes. Even if you ultimately fall short of your vision, you'll have no doubt made some significant improvements. Your team will respect you as a leader when you lay out a compelling vision and move forward in a way that reduces hassles and frustrations, so your team can meet its goals with less stress and aggravation. Once you've developed and implemented a great vision for your team, you might want to further enhance some of your other leadership abilities. And you can do that using our books, our videos, and our online resources at frontlineleadership.com. Or why not join the conversation with fellow leaders on our Facebook page? Hey, I want to give a shout out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our Leader Feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.